Okay. Well, I'd like to talk about, see exactly what happens or how I... Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we always talk about, you know, it's a very emotional thing, dancing, singing, whatever it is, so... I'd like to understand how the Rambam looks at Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and, you know, if you like, I can ask at the end, what's the relevance of it today? Because everyone likes to think the relevance and how we relate to something. Okay. So, we understand, at least the way we were brought up or taught, that... Simchas Beis HaShoeva is Nisach HaMayim. Okay? They did something special on Sukkot. They didn't do the whole year. There was a korban called a korban of Mayim, Nisach HaMayim. And that is Simcha, and the Shivas HaMayim, Nisach HaMayim. Okay. The Rambam, and that's the impression you get from Rashi and Sukkot also. The Rambam turns the world upside down and says that's not the case. And then we'll see that he takes a position at a certain point in his life and reverses his position to another position. We'll just try to somehow move through the timeline, the chronological timeline of the Rambam, and see what his various opinions are. Okay? So let's go very slow. You didn't say... They don't have it?
They have it?
Okay, good. So I don't have it, but okay. Is that what I'm saying? Okay, most of it, good. So, if you look at the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos in Mitzvah Sei Nun Dalet, he develops in the Mitzvah Simchas Yontif, and in the middle of his discussion, he says, "V'kilo bi'omo v'smachta b'chagecho." Anything that makes you happy, okay? Then he goes, Umizeh lecho bosav yom tevim, v'lishtas yayin, v'lubash begodim chadoshim, v'lechalik peyus, v'minim mesika, l'ktanim l'noshim. He would give out clothes to women, treats, and candies to children, okay? And you eat, but you have bosav yayin. Then he says like this. Then he adds a new line, and just like in the middle of nowhere, V'lischoik b'kli nigun, to play musical instruments, v'lilkod, and to dance, b'mikdosh levad, only in the Beis HaMikdosh, part of the Mitzvah Simchas Yontif, v'hi Simchas Beis HaShoeva, v'zeh kulo tachas Omrei v'samachta b'chagecha. Okay? So Ram has developed that the mitzvah Simchas Yontif includes Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But that, you know, a priori becomes very confusing because the mitzvah Simchas Yontif is by all Yom Tovim. So why should Sukkot be any different? Why should... Okay. It's a very strange thing. You don't know where this came from. You don't know what it means. Okay. So before we get into that, I want to take back one step. Okay. What is a mitzvah Simchas Yontif? So, when I was learning yeshiva, you know, coming across Tosfos Moed Katan and other places. So he says that the mitzvah simcha b'zman hazeh is not a deraisa. Why? Because the mitzvah simcha is only eating basar kochin that you brought as a korban of the regel. So then it comes very strange, you know. The mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha really is to eat the shalmei simcha. Okay. So, in fact, it's a very interesting question you should ask yourself. You know, the Rambam has organized Mishneh Torah according to mitzvahs. Okay? And in the front of each set of halachas, he has the mitzvahs. Okay? So I ask you, where would you put the mitzvah Simchas Yontif if you're writing Mishnah Torah? So what would you say? Hilchas Yontif, right? So you open up Hilchas Yontif, and you don't find it there. And you open up Hilchas Chagiga, and you do find it there. Oh, you know why? Because the main mitzvah, and we'll see exactly what that means, is really to have the korban, the shalmei simcha. Okay? And the Rambam, in Hilchos Yontif, someone addresses this. He says like this, in Perek Vav, he says like this, Perek Vav, Aloch Yud Zayin, Shivas Yimeach Pesach, Ushmonis Yimeach Chag, Im Shor Yom Tovim. So, when you talk about Shor Yom Tovim, you're talking about something in plural, okay? So let's just make a cheshit. Shivas, you know, simple math, you know, like two and two, you know, second grade, first grade, whatever, fourth grade, whatever, wherever you are. You have 7 days of Pesach, and 8 days of Sukkot, and Shor Yom Tovim. So what are you talking about? You're talking about Shavuos, but that's one. Okay? So the Chayra, he must include also Rosh Hashanah. But then ask yourself a question. Rosh Hashanah was no Ali L'Rego. What does it do with Smachta B'Chagecha? Right? But then ask another question that the Gemara says that the reason why there's no Avelis on Yontif is because of the Smachta B'Chagecha. And I ask myself a question. So, what about Rosh Hashanah? Is there Avelis in Rosh Hashanah? And the Mishnah says, we pass the Mishnah says, no. So the question is, how does all this happen? And what's going on over here? But the Ram clearly is talking about a mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe on Yom Kippur also, I don't know. But on Rosh Hashanah, certainly. And he puts the mitzvah of simcha, really, in Hilchos Chagiga. Right? See, he says something here. He says, V'chayiv od l'mesmoich bohen, shal yo sameach betuv leiv, be very happy and excited. V'hu, hu, ubonov v'ishtoi, ubnei beisa. He, his wife, and all his children, all the, v'chol anuv molov, shenem v'smach b'chgefa. Then the Ram goes into apologetics. Af al pi shes simcho amur, kan he korban shlomim, kmo sha'onu mivarin behilchas chagiga. Okay. Yesh bichlal. It's a very interesting word. Rama's word bichlal. The word bichlal means that it's not the main mitzvah, but it's subsumed under it. Okay. Oisa simcha l'smoichu bono b'nei beisai kol echod v'echod koroilo. It's somehow subsumed under it. Okay. But you're getting all new, you're not only subsumed under it, you have new parameters over here, because you can end up that this hu ubonu b'nei beisai, without a korban, not only on the Gimel Regalim, but on Rosh Hashanah. Okay? And if you look again in Sefer Mitzvahs, that's what he basically is doing. Because you saw the Lashon there, he says, he talks about eating, kochim, whatever, and he says, v'keilel b'omu v'sach, is also included, but it's not the main mitzvah, this v'samachta b'chagecha. Of what? Of nosh, of basa v'yayin, clothes for women, treats for children, kleis v'geizim. Okay? So the Ram does, then, if you look at his list, in mitzvah nundalid, he talks about clothes and treats, and then he says Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So Simchas Beis HaShoeva is not you the Ika mitzvah, it's nothing to do with Hilchos Chagiga, nothing to do with the Korban, but the same way we're including other acts which make you happy, we also include Simchas Beis HaShoel. Okay. So here really is a sore spot. Why should Sukkot be different? Okay. So you could, if you want, but it's not very exciting. The Rambam in the Vuchim talks about Sukkot as the Yom Sosein for Simcha. Really, in the Torah, you look at it as the Chag HaOsif. And the truth is, if you look at the Torah, you come to a very interesting observation. Okay, Simcha is not mentioned by Pesach at all. Okay, you know, contrary to popular opinion. Okay, it's mentioned once by Shavuos and twice by Sukkot. So the big deal, the big Simcha, is Sukkot. So you can say, you know, so the Torah really wants, the Torah meant something and wants gradations and your ecstasy and your big Simcha is on Sukkot. That's Simcha's base of joy. Okay. It's not exciting. It's not exciting. But, you know, the Ram doesn't even find it necessary to explain it. Okay. What I would like to do now, okay, is to show you another Rambam. In Kuf Samach Tes, in Minyan HaMitzvos, if you notice there, do you have that there? Yeah. Kuf Samach Tes. The Ram says it's lito mito lulo shiva for the smoyach by, right? The separate mitzvah, two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of v'samach b'chagecha, which is nun dalid, and Kuf Samach Tes is a separate mitzvah of v'lismoyach by, okay? Because it's a very strange, interesting thing. The poet Torah says, "Ulekachtem lochem b'yom rishon priyitz all the kapus morg aron eis olas usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yom." So, usmachtem is also part of the mitzvah. It's a netilah and to be happy with it. What is to do with it? We have to know. Okay, but that's what it says. Okay, two separate mitzvahs. Okay. So, I'll ask you a question now. You're writing Mishneh Torah, okay? And you want to place Simchas Beis HaShoeva in Mishneh Torah. Where would you put it if you were the Rambam? What would you say? Anyone? Anything? What? No, Chagiga, that's the Mitzvah. That's what the Mitzvah Simcha is. But if you remember, the Rambam split the Mitzvah Simcha between that which is Achilas Kalb and Hilchos Chagiga and all the other things in Hilchos Yontif. Okay? So where would you put Simcha's Beis HaShoeva? What? You would L'chayi put in Hilchos Yontif. Okay? L'chayi put in Hilchos Yontif. Okay? So you know where the Rambam puts it? In Hilchos Luluv. Okay. So, you know, that's very interesting, isn't it? And I'll read you some of it. We have to just understand what happened. Because it's amazing. See, you have to understand the Rambam and even the people who are working on the Kisviyad, the manuscripts, they see the Rambam editing because you can see for the difference in the handwriting. Even in Pirush Shnayis, he edited it and he made changes. Or the script itself changed, okay? And the Rambam was constantly, it wasn't like, you know, he said something, it's in cement, okay? The Rambam constantly was creative, trying to evaluate it, thinking about it, okay? And here, the question is, did he reevaluate this issue? And maybe he was bothered by this problem. Why should Simchas Beis HaShoeva be something peculiar about Sukkot if it's really an expression of Simchas Yontif? Okay? You know, we tried, but, you know, the try wasn't very, you know, it wasn't very successful at all. Okay? So that's the problem over here. What the Ram does, he introduces in Perek Zion of Hilchos Luluv, he introduces a mitzvah of dalet minim, kapus tmorim b'teira v'chule, and he talks about the four minim, and he says v'chol advom elu, these four minim is mipiashmui Moshe Rabbeinu nispash, because you look, truth, you look at pre Eitz Hodah and any exotic fruit, you know, oh, here it is. So the Ram says very clearly that there was a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. They were burning the Shalom and Har Sinai. I told Moshe that this is what this is. Okay? Abo minim elu mitzvahs. Mitzvahs. Is mitzvah achas. Machen zeh. Nikol mitzvahs luluf. Okay, this is it. Mitzvahs luluf. Okay? At the end, on Perches, he writes like this. And it's an apology. It's a very strange thing. Afal pi shekola moadois mitzvah lismoich bohen v'chag asukais hoyis ashom b'mikdash simcha yisail. Okay. So I just ask you a question. You're having an apology about the mitzvah simcha. Okay. So where are you going to put it? In Hilchos Yontif, we're talking about the mitzvah simcha. Okay? He puts the apology in Hilchos Lulav. It's amazing. Afa pisha kormo adis mitzvah lismoich behen, b'chaga sukris, hoise shom b'mikdosh, simcha yisera, shenema usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. Okay. Now, I ask you a question. If you're writing, the Rambam who's writing Sefer Mitzvahs, and Mitzvahs Nun Dalet, could you imagine quoting a pasuk, Usmachten lefnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim, and that's the reason for Simchas Beis HaShoeva? That's what he says. Afal pisha kol moadis mitzvah lismoich behen, b'chag ha-sukkos ho-yisa b'mikdash simcha yisera, shenema v'samach lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. And it's basically history. Ho-yisa. Okay? V'keitzer ho-yisinig is a whole discussion. Mitzvah l'habos v'simcha zu. And he talks the whole discussion. Okay? So what happened? What's going on here? Okay. This is what's in front of us now. Okay. Throughout, it says, see, is there possible, okay, because you look what happened. We learned, see, so look in Sefer Mitzvahs, right? And it's all one thing. The simcha is limited and only to Netilas Lulav and Mikdash, right? What the Rambam did is cut the pasuk in half, okay? When it came to Mikdash, you see before, page of Perek Zion. Yeah. He says. Yeah. There it is. Mitzvah Lulav. In Halacha Yud Gimel, Perek Zion. Mitzvah Lulav, the not till Yom Rishon Shachag Bovad, Bechol Mok, Bechol Zman, Vafil B'Shabbos, Shinem Mokach Tchem B'Yom Rishon, Ubemitash Levadoi. Noitin lo yisei b'chol yoyim. Mishivis me'achag. Shene'emal usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. Okay. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. That is the mitzvah of the Tilas Lulav. Right? Then, in Haloch, in Periches, Haloch Yibbeis, he quotes the same posik, Usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim, the same exact pasuk for Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The truth is, let's even take a peek at the beginning of Hilchos Shofar Lulav, Sukkah v'Lulav. What's the mitzvah? Gimel? What would you say the mitzvah is? Litol Lulav Yom Rishon, right? And B'Mikdash Shivas Yomim. Litol Lulav B'Mikdash Kol Shivas Yomim. Then, in Gulin, it happens to be it's only one day. But the mitzvah is Litol, and it's Mikdash. So there's an amazing thing happening over here. He's quoting the same pasuk for two separate things without batting an eyelash. Okay? In Perek Zayin, for the mitzvah of Netilah Mikdash, and in Perek Ches, for Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Then, let me just read you another line over here. He has Halach, he talks about how they used to dance and what they used to do in Halacha Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Dalet, Meraktin, Umesamcha, Memikdash, Meachag, Avol Kol Ha'om, Vanoshim, Vanoshim, Kulam Boyim, Lilois, Lishmoyah. The Gdol Yisrael were dancing and doing the acrobatics. Okay? The same way David was dancing in front of the Olam. It was the Machlokes in him and Micha Bashal. Then he says like this, in Halacha Tezvav, he says, Hasimcha Shiyismach Odom Basias HaMitzvah Uva'avas HaKel Shetzivo Behed Havoyd L'Gdolri. The mitzvah, the simcha, that a person is happy with doing a mitzvah, is a big avoida. And avas hakel titziva wahen avoida gedoyli v'chol magei atzmoi b'simcha zu woyli po tachas yishol avarta Hashem elokecha b'simcha v'tuv leivo. So I ask myself a question: what's going on over here? He's talking about why. So the Rambam, usually there's a segue. There's a, you know, he writes, and the words flow. Okay, he's talking about dancing in Mikdash usmachten lifnei Hashem elokecha. So the mitzvah is simcha. So why is he talking about that the simcha basis hamitzvah? And what mitzvah are we talking about? And why is this in Hilchos Lulav? So, L'cheira, what seems to be over here, because you have to understand, right after, you look, he's right in Perek Zion, he's talking about Dina Tila Lulav, and in Perek Ches, he talks about all the halachas of the Esrog Lulav, and Shutfin, and other things. And look at Halacha Yud Aleph. Shutfin, Shekona Lulav, Oy Esrog, B'Shutfis, Ein Echmem Yoytzei, Boy Yedei Chavosa, B'Yom Rishon. Okay? Because you need Lachem. Then he says, you have to give a Matana. Then, right after that, without blinking an eyelash, Afal Pi Shekola Moadris, Mitzel Lismoich Behen, B'chagasukais, Hoy is a show mamikdash simcha yisera. Okay? So that simcha yisera, he doesn't say it's the mitzvah l'smoich behen, but it's only in mikdash, okay? Because, and it says, and he quotes the pasuk of Netilas Lulav b'mikdash. So it means then that there's something special about sukkahs over here, okay? And before we move on, the Rambam's handled his problem because there's a quagmire in Mitzvah Nun Dalet why the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif should have peculiar issues of Simchas Beis Shoeva. So now he's saying, no, it's not Simchas Yontif. Okay? And that's why it isn't put in Hilchas Yontif. Okay? And he's apologizing why he's not putting in Hilchas Yontif over here. Af al pi she mitzvah. Af al pi she kol moadis mitzvah smoch behen b'chag asukas hoise shom b'mikdash simcha yiseira. Shenem usmachtan lifnei Hashem alokeichem. So it means an amazing thing. The mitzvah lulav usmachtim lifnei Hashem alokeichem. The mitzvah simchas lulav akosav v'dabe. That the Torah is mechayiv in the mitzvah lulav a simcha b'shas n'tilis alulav and a simcha post the lulav. It was achrei tomei, they were dancing, but it was a dance about the mitzvah n'tilis lulav. And that's then you understand this line, ha-simcha sheyismach od b'asiyas ha-mitzvah. Because this is a simcha of asiyas ha-mitzvah lulav, a mikdash. Okay. Now I want to show you something interesting and amazing. Okay. We know about Anshe Yushalayim. Okay. We know that Anshe Yushalayim used to pick up the lulav and walk around with it the whole day or a major part of the day until later on in the day was Hitzokhat. So whatever, right? In fact, Tosis says that if you got to make a bracha before you pick the lulav up, or even after you said Nanuyim, since you're holding on to it the whole day, like Anshe Yushalayim, as long as you're holding on to it, you can make a bracha. Because Anshe Yushalayim is part of Netilas Lulav. Okay. But then I ask myself a question. Why is it that it was only the people, the men in Jerusalem? Okay, you know. They're close to God. They're connected with God. So they carry it around the whole day. Why is it that only the Anshe Yushalayim were walking around with this the whole day? Okay? Then I'd ask yourself another question. If I'd be the Rambam, okay, in writing the din of Anshe Yushalayim, where should I write it? In Mishneh Torah. Okay? So I want to explore this with you now. Next few minutes, okay? So the Rambam starts Perek Zayin, and he explains the mitzvah of the Tilas Lulav. That's in Perek Zayin at the beginning. And then he says that there's Nanuyim in Halacha Yud. And he even goes further, and he says Nanuyim of B'Shas Halil. Okay, maybe some other time we talk about Nanuyim and when you do Nanuyim, what the story is. It's a very interesting thing. And then he talks about the Aguda, and making the Aguda. Then he tells you in Halacha Yud Gimel, what I read to you before, that the mitzvah is literally taught to be Yom Rishon, Ube Mikdash Shivas Yom, Shinem Osmach Nefeshem Eshkechem Shivas Yom. Then he says, you don't take it on Shabbos. And then he says, why they made Exeret not take it on Shabbos. And then he says they made a gzeirah d'rabbonon that after churban habayis you take it all 7 days. Okay, then he says, okay, listen to this. Ubizman shebeis hamikdash kayim oyelu of nito b'yom rishon shechali for Shabbos, which also the gzeirah didn't apply in mikdash. Okay, umishechorav bizman actually ban beis hamikdash lulu mikdash. Okay. In Bisman Beis Hamikdash, there was no Gzeira. Okay. Umishachor Beis Hamikdash, Osu Chachomim Lito Asalul B'Shabbos. Okay? Very nice. That's Halacha Yud Zayin. Halacha Yud Ches. Listen to this. Ubisman Azeh Shakol Oisin Alacheshbon B'chule. Okay. That even though there's no problem, we still tell you you can't take it. Then he goes like this. Halacha, Halacha Chof. Halacha Moshe Misinai. The mitzvah arova, halacha mishmi Sinai. Then he says, "Kase mitzvosoi, b'chol yoyim, they umevi in muov yois, they umakiv the mizbeach, And on the seventh day, they did something more. Then he goes like this. And then he talks more about Arova. Then he says, B'chol yoim v'yoim, ho yimakif mizbech l'loveim v'yodeim, pam achas, v'yoim on Hashem hoishiyano, on Hashem hoishiyano. He finished talking about Luluf. He has a discussion about Shabbos, which is the end, which is the epilogue of Luluf, where he counts on Shabbos. Then he's talking about Arova. Then he comes back and he says, B'chol yoim, v'yoim ho yimakif mizbech l'loveim v'yodeim, pam achas, is this part of the mitzvah lulav? Okay. I would tell you that it's certainly not so, and the Rambam is throwing away. It's something special they did in Mikdash, nothing to do with lulav. There was arava in this, and I think that is why in the Minig Ashkenaz, in the source, the way it was, Hashanis, they used to makif the Mizbeach only after Musaf. Okay? And that's what Ram says. He says, V'kanogi Yisrael b'chol makom is aniach teva b'emsa b'es ha-kneses, makif v'no Yisrael b'chol yoyim, k'der shu'e makif v'zbeach zekel ha-mikdash. But it's not part of the Mitzvah Netilas Lulav. He's finished Netilas Lulav a long time ago. Okay? The separate thing, which is Mesameh, I guess, it's not part of Mitzvah Netilah, it's finished. Then, after that, he quotes like this, Kach hoya haminig b'Yushalayim. It's in the past, okay? Kach hoya haminig b'Yushalayim, yoytze yod nimi beisai shachas uvulav yodai, nichol de beisai kineses, vuhu b'yodai, mispal vuhu b'yodai, v'yoytze levakid, this was in Yushalayim. This was in Yushalayim. So in Yushalayim, it's very interesting. Okay. With the lulav itself, in the mitzvah netila, is the mitzvah netila zayin. And he finishes and talks about that. But there's another simcha, a bimakif the mizbeach, with the lulav, which he refers to, and he's very careful that it's not part of Mitzvah Netilas Lulav. And then he says in Yerushalayim, that place where they had that new mitzvah, Usmachtim Mifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shimas Yomim, they walked around with the lulav the whole day. It was part of this simcha. It's not Tesis, Ashum Netilas Lulav, the way Tosfos does, a whole different story. And this, the Ram says, that not only was nuance, new horizons in the midst, not only there was a poshut metila, but you usmach lefnei Hashem Elokeichem says to go around the mizbeach, and that's why he says it after Arova to say it's a mikdash tikkun. And also there was a minig to carry it the whole day. There was a new simcha. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim. Hasimcha shisamach basiyas haMitzvah. After they put the lulav down, after Tomat Shabbein Abayim, they danced in the mikdash the whole night from this simcha. And this excitement from basiyas haMitzvah is the Yushalmi tells us in places quoted in Sukkah, Yoyne ben Amitai, because besides in Nevuah and in Ruach HaKodesh, in Ruach HaKodesh, you can have all the milas of Ruach HaKodesh. You have to have milas of midas, the Ram lists them in Perek Zayin of Chisod HaTera. But not everyone who has these milas has the ability to connect to God to receive prophecy. Okay? And those, the Ram calls them B'nei Nevi'im. So you look at children Nevi'im. And he says, Misnabim. B'nei Nevi'im were those who were trying. They reached Ruach HaKodesh, but they wanted prophecy. And what did they do? The Ram quotes the pasuk by Elisha that they played musical instruments to get them happy. Because you have to have
Ein Ruach HaKodesh Shoel Mitech Simcha. And this great Simcha, of Be'asiyas HaMitzvah, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shimas Yomim, Yonah Ben Amitai, that's who he was Zeicha, to be Shoev Ruach HaKodesh. And that's what Simcha's Beis HaShoeva, to be Shoev, this Ruach HaKodesh, this connection to the Rabbi Hashem. And we should all be Zeicha, this Sukkot, to be Lefnei Hashem, and to be Zeicha, to have the real Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. Thank you.